Hey, this is Jay Kolb, and I am down here at the Arts Exchange Campus, part of the Warehouse Arts District. And I'm here with Marcus, the Executive Director of the Warehouse Arts District, Eric Higgs, the sculptor, and Chris Booth, who's in charge of design and fabrication. Eric, why don't we start with you, and let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen behind the beautiful September 11th memorial.
Well, we have a stage that's going in that creates a community gathering spot. And I think the word stage is a good metaphor for staging community outreach for creative events.
Now that sounds fabulous. And let me see, Chris, you're in the design and fabrication side of this. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
Sure. It's a aluminum structure and it weighs about 2,400 pounds. It's about 300 square feet and should give lots of area and space for folks to get on there and have a variety of things for the community.
That sounds awesome. And when do you anticipate this being finished and ready to have its first performance?
It's going to be installed towards the end of this week and, you know, getting the motor in to move it up and down over the next week or so.
And Marcus, tell us about some of the other things going on here on the Arts Exchange campus down here in the Warehouse Arts District.
First performance is going to be revealed. We're going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony, but we're still looking for the right date.
You've also got a few other exciting things happening down here in the Warehouse Arts District. Why don't you tell me a little bit that you've got a new tenant from the ballet company. Is that coming? Do I have that right?
Yes, you have that right. Starting April 1st, the Warehouse Arts District Association will be the new home of the Academy of the Ballet Arts. We're excited to welcome them very soon. We're also getting ready to have the Foodie Labs open their commercial kitchen. So that's going to really bring the food and beverage element to the campus. So that should transform our district, you know, just that alone. And then, of course, as you know, the stage. And I think the stage is really an indication that we're looking to combine the arts. We're looking to get out of our silos with performing arts and visual arts and just really have a gathering place, like Eric said, where you can experience it all, from the food and beverage to dance, visual arts, performing arts. And so that's really looking, our future is looking very bright for the spring and summer this year.
That's wonderful. And we've got second Saturday coming up, is that right? Just give us a little heads up on what's happening then.
Second Saturday, as every month, yes, coming up this week. Between 5 and 9, all the studios will be open. New art is going to be on the walls. In Tel Levine, we are featuring a new show called Sustainability and Resilience. In our member lounge, we're featuring our member artist show on colorful explorations. And of course, Soft Water always presents a new and exciting show. So there's a lot to see, a lot to do this second Saturday.
Always something exciting going on down here in the Arts Exchange campus at the Warehouse Arts District. This is Jay Kolb, Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM. I'm going to send it back to the studio.